Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your, you know what I'm going to say, Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is Wednesday, March 15th, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Android users, you've just got a nifty little feature added to your Gmail. You can now do money transfers. That's right, Google's introduced another way for us to send funds to our bank account. Again, only if you're on an Android device. Recipients are able to receive or request money right from the email app itself. So no, you're not going to have to install another app to do this. There's even already an option where you can arrange for money that you receive to go directly to your bank account, or vice versa. Here's the best part, though. You're going to love this. It's free to do it. Yes, none of those outrageous like PayPal fees or those things. This is free. Not only that, it's pretty easy to do too. You'll have a paperclip icon, that's like where you send an attachment, but rather than selecting a file, you'll tap send some money. Then you're presented to select a dollar amount after that. And just like that, woohoo, money's sent. And now you don't have any more money. If there was ever such a thing as a hypocrite, it's definitely in this story. Facebook. Yeah, how'd you know that I was going to say that next? Well, apparently Facebook has told developers that they cannot use data from Instagram and Facebook in surveillance tools. Oh, really? Okay, so Facebook can, but developers can't. Oh, the irony. Now, according to Facebook, this practice has long been in place of its policies. But now they say they are tidying up this policy and then again clarifying the wording of its developer policies. In their statement, which was probably obviously written by a lawyer, over the past several months, we have taken enforcement action against developers who created and marketed tools meant for surveillance in violation of our existing policies. We want to make sure everyone understands the underlying policy and how to comply. Be nice if Facebook read their own little statement there, wouldn't it? In traffic. Yeah, I'm caught in traffic here in Manila every single friggin' day. So you've got your Waze up and running to get you through all that mess, which sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. And to keep you sane, you got your Spotify going. Well, now those worlds have collided. That's right, Spotify has teamed up with Waze to make it even easier to control your music while you're following directions. Unfortunately, once again, this is only for Android users. So iOS, you might as well just go on to the next story. Now, apparently, once this is installed, users will be able to navigate to a new destination from within the music streaming client. And if you're in Waze, you can change tracks while you're following route on the navigation platform. As you probably guessed it, this collaboration is to make sure that you keep your eyes on the road. Now, while you're in the Waze app, you're only going to be able to browse your playlist while your vehicle is not moving. And also, while you're using your Spotify app, Spotify subscribers will need to be stationary before they head into their Waze client. Finally, actually, there's something been in the news for the past few days, but I had to keep reading on it to see if it was actually true. Then I seen a report on it the television the other day, and I just couldn't leave this out anymore. Yes, Google and Levi's, yes, the jacket and jeans maker, they've teamed up together to give us something that's, well, pretty much useless. A connected denim smart jacket. So you're sitting there thinking, okay, what the hell am I going to use this for, and how does it work? Well, anyways, it's the first commercial product to contain conductive fabric, and it's the first piece of clothing that can connect to your smartphone and send instructions to it. Say, like, you pause or skip a song or double tap your wrist to have it do something else, you know, all these sort of things. Basically, it's all the functions you pretty much have in your ear pods, but they're on the sleeve of your jacket. Now, of course, this thing was unveiled at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin this year, and believe it or not, you won't have to wait too long for this. It's coming out in spring of this year. Plenty of time to save up $350 for the thing. Yeah! What I'm trying to get is how they're marketing this thing. Levi and Google saying it's perfect for all you bikers out there. When's the last time you seen a guy on a bicycle in a denim Levi's jacket? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Please get on over there and check it out for yourself and get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts while you're there, too. Thanks. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. Please join us at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely hump day. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.